In Spain, the central government is sending in police to try to block an independence vote. That vote is scheduled to take place this weekend in Catalonia. Separatists there in the northeast corner of Spain have grown stronger over the last few years. Lauren Freyer reports from Barcelona on one of the things that sets Catalans apart from their fellow Spaniards, their language.
Aquí tenemos 1,500 metros de estudio.
Así que aquí es la película versión original.
Inside a Barcelona film studio, a technician cues up Jake Gyllenhaal's latest car chase. Then a local actor, albeit one who's slightly older, balder, and plumper than Gyllenhaal, recites the Hollywood actor's lines in Catalan.
Hey!
Miguel Torres is the film studio's technical director in charge of dubbing TV and movies, even Netflix series, into Catalan, a romance language with more than 4 million native speakers, most of whom speak Spanish too.
The point on this is bilingual development of the whole society. Managing both languages is a regular thing for us. Everybody does it.
Street signs, restaurant menus, and most crucially, public schools here are also in Catalan, a language that was prohibited during the nearly 40-year dictatorship of Francisco Franco, who died in 1975. When Spain transitioned to democracy, Catalonia was given control of its own education system.
The first thing they did was immersion. This means that you teach everything in Catalan, including math, including biology. It's all done in Catalan. That is still the case now.
Catalan historian Enric Uthelé de Cal says it was a reaction to Franco's repression. But it took Catalan identity, which is also cultural and historical, and made it more about language, in contrast to other ethnic groups in Spain like the Basques.
Basque nationalism is ethnicity. But this, it's basically a language movement. We are Catalans because we speak Catalan.
Lots of today's Catalans are actually children of migrant workers from Andalusia. One of the first post-Franco separatist groups here in the 1980s was called La Crida a la Solidaridad per la Lengua, the rallying cry of solidarity for our language. It was the language members believed that entitled them to be separate. Today, anyone under the age of 40 has been educated exclusively in Catalan. It's a demographic that disproportionately lost jobs during Spain's economic crisis and began to resent having their taxes subsidize poorer parts of Spain. Now, they largely support independence. A Catalan band rocks out on a stage outside the University of Barcelona. Inside, students have occupied the building until Sunday's vote. They're angry about Spanish police raids confiscating ballots, and also about Spain's efforts to incorporate more Spanish language into Catalan society. Marta Rosique sees an existential threat.
I think in Catalan and I dream in Catalan. And then there is a government that tries to do as much as possible so that Catalan doesn't exist anymore. Then there's something that tells me to fight for my own identity, for my own language.
She uses those words interchangeably, identity and language. This weekend, she hopes to express them at the ballot box and vote for a separation from Spain. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Barcelona.